Well, hello everybody, my name is Jose Tamayo, and I wanted to provide you with a new service which is similar to a service which I introduced before called YouSendIt.com. And YouSendIt.com, the reason I'm providing information about a new service is because I've had requests for me to answer questions on YouSendIt and to provide any other possible alternatives to YouSendIt. And the one that I want to introduce today is called sendspace.com, sendspace.com. And the main two differences between sendspace and YouSendIt.com is that YouSendIt allows for 100 megabytes of attachment to be sent, and one file at a time, where sendspace allow for up to 5 files, each file being 300 megabytes in size. And so it's a little bit more flexible for those people who want to send a lot more files and larger files. And I wanted to provide a little bit of information about it. So what I'll do is I'll cover the basics of it. Not going to get into too much into the differences between the two products, the two services, but I am going to cover a couple of things, and I'm going to point out some of the main differences, and then I'm going to provide a demo of how to use the products or the services, and how to go through and gain access to your downloads and how to get it all working. So without further ado, I'm just going to go ahead and cover the main differences. And what I like about this new sendspace is that the interface is a little bit more accessible. And if you remember with my previous podcast with YouSendIt, there was a button, the browse button, which allowed you to pick a file, was one of those buttons that was a phantom button. And so when you actually tabbed over to it, you always heard the word button instead of hearing the button name. And while this might be not a big issue, for some people it is. And with YouSendIt, it seems like they have figured out, or they have included the proper tag names and names for the buttons on their page. And so it makes it a little easy for people like us who really need to get to something really quick without having to think about whether button is the browse button or button is some other button. And so that's one of the major things that I saw. Really, not major, but one of the things that I saw different between YouSendIt and sendspace. The next thing is the ability to send a file larger than 100 megabytes. Recently, I was asked to send a 250 megabyte file to a company, essentially to Freedom Scientific, because I had a memory dump of an error that I was receiving that they wanted a copy of. And so I went ahead and I wanted to use a service, and I actually found this service, the sendspace service, which was very flexible and allowed me to send the 250 megabyte file. With YouSendIt.com, I would have been limited to 100 megabytes. And YouSendIt is great, it's just that it's limited to 100 megabytes. Sendspace also allows for 5 files to be attached at once. And each file can be up to 300 megabytes. That's each file, not a combination of all the files. And so, you know, there's a little bit more flexibility and a little bit more usability with the website. And so if you want to visit it, you go to www.sendspace.com and browse through their website and take a look and see what you could do there. And the next thing I want to cover is I'm going to go ahead and cover the actual specifics on how to send someone a file that is very large, which you're not able to send because your ISP has limited you to, let's say, 4 megabytes or 10 megabytes. So if you're a Hotmail user, I think the current limitation is an email size of 10 megabytes. If you are with other ISPs like Comcast, I think Comcast limits attachments to about 4 megabytes. AT&T dial-up, if you're doing dial-up, I know some people are, and I've had requests for this. Dial-up users, I think, are typically limited to between 2 and 4 megabytes. And so there's no way you can send a file larger than that through your email without having a service like this, the SendSpace service. Okay, everybody, so now I'm going to go ahead and go into the SendSpace website and show you how this works. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and load up Internet Explorer. And I have slowed down JAWS to all defaults just so that we can all understand and hear what's going on.
Control Escape, Start Menu, Internet Explorer, I, Leaving Menus, Windows Internet Explorer.
Okay.
Google Accessible Search.
Okay, so I've loaded up Internet Explorer, and now I'm going to go into www.sendspace.com.
Control O, Open Dialog, type the internet address of a document or folder and Internet Explorer will open it for you. Open colon edit combo 0 www period sendspace period com.
Okay, I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, Google accessible search colon edit, send big files the easy way with SendSpace, files too large for email attachments, no problem, page has 2 headings and 17 links, send files.
Okay, so now, I am at the SendSpace website, and I am going to go ahead and go into the first edit box, and this is just a very simple overview. And at the end of this podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide a Q&A session in which I'll give you a little bit of what I've run into and some of the things that are important when running SendSpace and some of the things that are really what you need in terms of doing a quick send of a file. So here we go. I'm going to hit E.
Select file star left parent up to 300 MB right parent colon file upload edit. Browse dot dot dot.
Now, what it says is that there's an edit box, so you can select a file. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to select a single file. And later on, you can actually go into the multi-file upload and see how that works for yourself. I'm sorry about that. That was a notification from Windows Live Messenger. So now I'm going to show you essentially what we can do here. And I'm not going to type anything into the edit box. I'm going to hit B for the browse button.
Browse dot 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 button.
There it is.
Space, choose file dialog. File name colon edit combo 0 items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Okay, so now I've got the browse dialog box. This is a Windows common dialog box. And you are now at edit box. So I can either hit Shift tab, or I could type a folder name that I want to browse. I'm going to, since I know where I want to go, I'm just going to go to F:\download.
F:\load.
And then I'm going to hit enter.
Enter file name colon edit combo F:\download 0 okay. Items to change the selection. Use the arrow keys. File name.
So I am at the download folder, and I'm going to hit Shift Tab so I can browse the folders within the download folder.
Shift Tab, folder view, list view, not selected, accessibility, 1 of 98, home, accessibility.
Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for a file in here that I want to upload to SendSpace, and I'm going to just go through it just so you can see how this works, and then you can play with it yourself.
Adobe Acrobat Writer, Air, Astro, Audacity, Audio Converter.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Audacity, which is a small application, and I'm just going to go ahead and send that to my other email.
Audacity. Enter folder view list view not selected audacity-win-1.2.4b.x 1 of 1. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, so I'm going to choose that file.
Home, audacity-win-1.
So I could have hit the space bar, but I decided to hit the home key, which is essentially, it actually causes JAWS to choose the file. I'm going to hit enter on the file.
Enter. Browse dot 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 button.
I'm at the button now, but I'm going to hit Shift Tab so I can see or I can hear the name of the file that I just placed in the edit box.
Shift Tab. Select file star left parent up to 300 MB right parent colon file upload edit. Browse dot dot dot. File upload edit. Enter forms mode on. Home. Select file star tab. Select the shift tab. Select colon backslash colon F.
Okay, so here we go.
Colon F colon backslash D O double N L O A D.
Download.
Backslash A U D A C I T Y.
Audacity.
Backslash A U D A C I T Y dash double I N dash 1 period 2 period 4 B period E X E.
So Audacity.
Select file star left parent up to 300 MB right parent colon edit download backslash audacity dash win dash 1.2.4 B.x.
And there's the file. And I'm going to hit tab.
Tab. Select file star left parent up to 300 MB right parent colon button to activate press space bar.
And that is the button that I was in before. I'm going to hit tab again.
Tab. Description left parent optional right parent colon edit type and text.
This is a description of the file, and I'm going to put in a quick description here.
T-A-I-S space I-S space S-P-F-R-E-E-S-P-E-C-O-R-D-I-S-P-O-G-R-A-M period.
And I'm going to read it so you could hear what I typed in.
Description left parent optional right parent colon edit. This is a free recording program.
This is a free recording program is what I put in the description for now.
Tab. Recipient's email left parent optional right parent colon edit type of text.
All right, I'm going to put a recipient email that I want to send this email to, and I'm going to use my email, jtblas@hotmail.com.
jtblas@aotmail.com.
Okay, jtblas@hotmail.com.
Selected, blas@hotmail.com.
Alrighty.
Tab. Your email left parent optional right parent colon edit type and text.
I just hit tab, and you do not have to provide an email. But what's really nice about this is that if you provide an email, you'll get a notification to your email. This is your email address, so that you can provide receive a notification of the fact that the file was sent. So I'm going to put my email address.
jtblas@hotmail.com.
Okay, jtblas@hotmail.com, and now I'm going to hit tab.
Tab, I have read and agree to the checkbox not checked. The check press space bar.
Okay, so you must agree, and what I would recommend is if you're concerned, then go ahead and read the privacy statement on this website so that way you can have an idea of what they mean by this.
Space checked.
All right, I have just checked the agreement button, or checkbox, and I'm going to hit tab.
Tab, terms of service link.
Terms of service, if you do want to read that, go ahead and do it. I would recommend that you do, just in case there's a conflict of interest there.
Tab, multiple file uploader link.
Multiple file uploader link. This is something that I'm going to show you in a future podcast. And essentially what this does is it takes you into a page where you can upload up to 5 files at one time, and so that way you have the flexibility of uploading up to 5 files totaling 300 megabytes each. So 3 times 5, 1.5 gigabytes is what you are able to upload using that interface. I'm gonna hit tab.
Tab, upload file button to activate press space bar.
This is the button that you choose to upload. And one of the things that I mentioned earlier is that the difference between this website and YouSendIt.com is that this website is a little bit more accessible. The buttons have been designed a little better, and they're more readable. And so you have a little bit more flexibility than you have with YouSendIt.com. It's just a matter of accessibility for us. So I'm going to hit tab. Actually, I am at the
upload file button to activate.
I am at the upload file button. And the way I got that is by hitting insert tab, which is a command in JAWS that gives you the current active control.
Upload file button to activate. Press space bar.
And it also gives you the tutor message. So I'm going to hit space bar.
Forms mode off, space.
And wait till my file gets uploaded.
Page has 16 links. Send bit files the easy way with SendSpace. File 2.
And I heard a notification, which...
You have received a new email message from SendSpace. Alert.
So now there's a new email from SendSpace, and I am going to go into my email box and check that. But before I do that, let me check this website here, the page that actually was the result of my hitting the start upload button. And I want you to hear what's here, so that way you're familiar with it.
Send bit files the easy way with SendSpace. Files blank. List of two items. Link sign up for free.
Sign up for free.
Link login.
Log in if you have a user account.
List end. Blank. Visited link graphic SendSpace.
SendSpace.
List of seven items. Visited link upload.
Upload.
Link premium. Link tools. Link FAQ. Link about. Link log. Link contact. List end. Blank. Link graphic imp slash to page underline wizard. Please note colon free users can only use SendSpace wizard for uploading. Dash. Link upgrade to max. Did you forget to register? Link sign up for free.
So you can sign up for free.
And the uploaded file will be added to your new account. You will then be able to track downloads and recover the information below at another time.
So if you sign up, you are able to track who's downloading your files. And so that's the benefit of signing up. And I can go over that in another podcast. Essentially, I wanted to just generate a basic podcast which would allow you to get files up there quickly to people. And if you have a need for this, by the way.
Blank. File name colon audacity dash win dash 1.2.4b.x.
That is the file that I just uploaded.
Size colon 2 MB vertical bar description colon this is a free recording program.
There you go. It's 2 MB. And the description is this is a free recording program.
Download link colon.
There's a download link.
Read only edit http://www.sendspace.com/file/32EFA.
Now, the reason for this download link is because if you remember when I put in all the information, the recipient, and the sender's email, those fields were optional. And the reason that those fields were optional is because this, you could actually send somebody a file, upload a file to SendSpace, and then not provide emails, and what will happen is it'll give you a link, and this link is what you can send people to download the file from SendSpace. So that's pretty nice, because it's nice for privacy. If you're one of those people that you like to be private and you don't want to be giving out your email address, then what you can do is you can actually not put in a recipient's email or a sender's email, and you know, if the recipient doesn't want to anybody to have their email, and you don't want any company to have your email, then what you do is you would send your friend this link here.
Read only edit http://www.sendspace.com/file/32EFA.
So there you go. I'm going to go. I'll keep hitting down arrow just so that you can get an overview of what this page looks like.
Blank. Graphic direct download link.
There's another direct download link.
Optional colon make this link a direct download. Buy bandwidth colon.
That's only if you buy bandwidth. And so that later on in the Q&A, I may cover this question or not. It may or may not be important at this time, but what you can do is you can take, if you buy bandwidth from SendSpace, then you can create a direct link for this file.
Combo box 10 GB-$2 104.
Okay. 10 gigabytes for $2.
Continue button.
If you want to buy it.
Link, what's this? Download link in HTML left parent for use in websites. MISPUS. Read only edit lesser f equals 8. Download link in forum code left parent for use in PHP, BB, V bulletin, etc. Right parent colon. Read only edit left.
So if you want to put links in MySpace or in a forum in PHP format, then this would allow it.
File delete link colon.
If you want to delete the file.
Read only edit HTTP blank. All the above information was sent to your email address colon schlaz@hotmail.com. As requested, a link to the file was sent to this email address colon schlaz@hotmail.com. Blank. Copyright 2005.
And that is it. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over.
You have received a new email message from Olga.
Okay. And I will go ahead and take a look at the email and see what it looks like. So that way I can give you a good overview on how to download the file. Okay, so here we are in my inbox, and I've already preloaded everything just so that this podcast could be quicker. And I apologize for the background noises. It's just that I have Windows Live Messenger, and that typically works pretty well with JAWS, and it's integrated. But here we go. I'm going to hit home because I'm going to go to my list of emails. And my first email is from someone else at Freedom Scientific, but the second email is the SendSpace email. I'm going to hit down arrow.
SendSpace 11:32 a.m. file uploaded to SendSpace.
There we go. That is the file upload.
SendSpace 11:32 a.m. file uploaded to SendSpace.
The second email is the one that I need to look at in order to download the file. I'm going to hit enter on that.
Enter. File uploaded to SendSpace dash message left paren HTML right paren. Read only edit from colon SendSpace left bracket no dash reply at SendSpace.com right bracket. Subject colon file uploaded to SendSpace.
There you go. I'm going to hit control home so that I can start from the top.
Top of file SendSpace blank.
And I'm going to hit down arrow.
You've got a file called audacity-win-1.2.4b.x left paren 2mb right paren waiting for download at sendspace.com left paren your email.
There. And that's notification that my file is up there and it's ready to be downloaded. And I'm going to hit down arrow to continue reading this email.
Address was provided by chplaz@hotmail.com right paren.
Essentially what that states is that the file's there, and that jtblast@hotmail.com sent it to me. So I sent myself a file.
Blank. Blank. Description colon this is a free recording program.
Free recording program, which is good information to have.
You can use the following link to retrieve your file colon.
Okay, here's the link.
Blank. http://www.sendspace.com/file/32EFA.
There. That's the link to obtain the file.
Blank. The file may be available for a limited time only. If you have any questions, please visit the SendSpace FAQ at http://www.sendspace.com.
Essentially, there is no limit, and I'll cover this later on the FAQ, but the limit is that if the file has not been downloaded or accessed in 7 days, then the file is removed. So as long as it's being accessed, the file is accessible.
Blank. Thank you. Blank.
So I'm going to bring up the links lists.
Please wait processing 3 items. Select the link dialog. Chplaz@hotmail.com. What? http://www.sendspace.com/file/32EFA.
That is the file that I want, and I'm going to hit enter on it so I can bring up Internet Explorer, and then I can download the file.
Enter. Message.
So let's give this another try.
Please wait processing 3 items. Select the link dialog. Closet http://www.sendspace.com/file/32EFA.
There we go. Let's try it again.
Enter. Blank. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Address edit combo. 0 items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Download center dash download. Download center dash download dash Windows Internet Explorer provided by Comcast. Page has 1 frame and 19 links. Send bit files the easy way with SendSpace 2.
Okay, we are at the website, and what I want to do is I want to search for this file. I'm just going to hit down arrow until I find it.
Blank. List of 2 items. Link sign up for free. Link login. List end. Blank. Visited link graphic SendSpace. List of visited link upload. Link premium. Link tool. Link FA. Link about. Link log. Link cont. List end. Blank. Link graphic /2. Please note colon free users can only use link up. Blank. Welcome to set blank. Our light server link more that blank. This is the download page for colon.
Okay. That's what we're looking for. This is the download page. And I'm going to hit up a little bit just so that you can hear what's before that.
Blank. Link more details right. Blank. Our light service is free. Join SendSpace Max trademark today and enjoy instant downloads at maximum available speed without the 1GB daily limit. Left paren.
So, it's telling you clearly there that you can download 1 GB per day unless you register.
Link more details right paren. Blank. This is the download page for colon. Blank. Name colon audacity-win-1.2.4b.x.
There it is. The audacity file.
Size colon 2 MB.
2 MB.
Description: colon, this is a free recording program.
Free recording program.
The download link is located below.
Okay, let's go to the download link.
Did you know premium members can colon?
Another sales pitch here.
List of three items. Bullet, set up a Dropbox to receive files.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bullet, add a Dropbox to their own website.
Nice.
Bullet, a files uploaded to a shared folder. List end. Read more about our link premium services.
Great.
Land. CPV underline inline underline frame frame. Link your ad here. Land. CPV underline inline underline frame frame end. Land. Link your ad here. Land. Download link colon. Link audacity-win-1.2.4b.x.
So that's what I want. And I believe that if you hit insert F7, you would have been able to find the file. But I wanted to go through the website just so that you can get a feel for what it feels like and what it looks like and all that.
Land, link audacity-win.
So I'm going to activate this link.
Enter. 0% of audacity-win-1.2.4b.x from fs02n4.sendspace.com. Completed dialog. File download-security warning dialog. Do you want to run or save this file? Name colon cancel button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay, so what we want to do here is I typically hit save or S. Or you can type R or run, but if you don't if you don't care about keeping the file, you can always hit R, and the file will go into your temporary folder, and then, you know, you may not be able to find it because your folder gets cleared and all that. But if you want to keep your file, which is what I typically want to do, is you hit S, and that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to hit S.
S, save as dialog, file name colon edit combo, audacity-win-1.2.4b.x, 0 items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Okay, so typically what I do is, since I'm always in a rush and copying and pasting here and there, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight the file name.
Up, selected, audacity-win-1.2.4b.x.
And I'm going to hit Control-C.
Copied selection to clipboard.
And I'm going to hit F colon backslash download.
F colon backslash D-O-W-L-O-A-D.
And I'm going to hit Enter.
Enter. F colon backslash download.
And if I hit Shift Tab, I should be at my download directory or folder in my F drive.
Shift Tab, folder view, list view, not selected, accessibility, 1 of 92. To move to items, use the arrow keys, not select.
There you go. Essentially, I just want to create a folder here, and I'm going to create a temporary folder because I already have an Audacity folder. Actually, you know what? I'll go to my Audacity folder and create a temporary folder in there.
New Audacity.
I just typed in AU for the first 2 letters of Audacity, and it took me right there.
Enter. Folder view, list view, not selected, graphic 277, audacity-win-1.2.
So I already have it there, but I'm going to create a folder called temp.
Applications, new submenu, folder, enter, leaving menus, enter, temp. Enter to change the
Okay, I'm going to hit, once I hit enter to go into the temp folder, then I'm going to hit tab to go to the file name.
Tab, file name colon edit combo, F colon backslash download.
So now, since I have F colon backslash download and I copied my file name into the clipboard earlier, I'm going to hit Control V to copy it back into the file name.
Paste it from clipboard.
And that's a cool trick that I've learned to use since I've lost my vision, because sometimes I'm browsing around and I want to be able to save those file names while I'm playing with the folder names, because some of these file dialog boxes do retain the name, but some of them do not, especially the common dialog box. The common dialog box does not retain file names. It simply retains the last thing that you typed in, and sometimes you can use Control Z to undo what you typed, but I'd rather copy and paste it into the clip, copy to the clipboard, and then paste it back.
Audacity-win-1.2.4b.x, 0 items.
Okay, I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, 3%. Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar. Alt plus C, 99%. 100%.
Now, it should have said the file was completed, but since I have JAWS running a little slow, it didn't do that, so I should be at the open button, and I'm gonna hit insert tab to hear that.
Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar. Alt plus C. Audacity-win-1.2.4b.x from fs02n4.sendspace.com 100%.
I'm going to hit tab.
Tab. Run button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus R.
I'm going to hit tab again.
Tab. Open folder button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus
F. This is what I want. If you wanted to run it, that would have been great, and you could do that. But I'm going to open my folder.
Space. Temp. Folder view list view. Audacity-win-1.2.4b.x2273kb application 8/23/2007/11:47 a.m. 1 of 1. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Alrighty. And now I'm going to see what's on my address bar here.
Address is f:// download/audacity/temp.
Great. Exactly what I want. And I'm going to hit backspace so I can go back one folder, and then I'm going to delete that folder since I don't need it. But I've essentially demoed the uploading and downloading of files from SendSpace. And so now if you have any questions, just let me know. And I will answer them via email, or I might even create another podcast on this. So stay tuned for my contact information, and stay tuned for a frequently asked questions session at the end. If you don't want to go through the frequently asked questions, I would recommend that you go to the SendSpace website, www.sendspace.com, and then click on the Q&A link there. Or, hit insert F7 with JAWS and select the frequently asked questions link. Now for my contact information, I wanted to let you all know that my name is Jose Tamayo. I have published a few podcasts on Blind Cold Tech. This is probably around my 7th podcast. And my contact information is jtblas@hotmail.com. That, again, is J, T as in Tom, B as in boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. And if you have any questions, any concerns, or anything that you would like me to cover in the future, please let me know. And I will be more than happy to get something put together if there are enough requests, and I'll get it out there to you. Thank you. Now I want to cover the frequently asked questions available on the SendSpace website. And I'm not going to cover them all. I'm just going to cover a few basic ones and ones that I thought would be useful on this podcast. So that way you wouldn't have to go out there and search for them. And you can find the frequently asked questions by going to www.sendspace.com and selecting the FAQ link using insert plus F7 in JAWS. And there are three major sections within the frequently asked questions. And the first one is getting started, the second one is uploading, and the third one is downloading. I'm going to cover just a few basic questions in getting started, and then a couple of questions, or maybe a few questions, in downloading, and then some in uploading as well. Using SendSpace is a very interesting subject, the question of using SendSpace. And there's a link in the frequently asked questions link under the getting started heading, which allows you to download a PDF so that you can learn more about how to use SendSpace. Registration is another question that typically comes up, and the question is, do I need to register? And you do not need to register as a user of SendSpace in order to take advantage of their upload and download process. Where with YouSendIt, you have to register if you have to download a file. And that's another, I guess, limitation of SendSpace, which SendSpace does not have. The ability to send files without having to register. providing your email address, and the question is, do I need to provide my email address? And you do not. You do not need to provide your email address, nor do you need to provide your friend's email address. You can always send them a link to where the file is. It is recommended, though, because the system is designed to send notifications, and that's really the best way to get somebody a file, because they might be waiting for the file, and they may not receive it, or you may forget to send the link, or you may send an incorrectly pasted link. So the best way is to provide a recipient's email, and that way SendSpace is in charge of sending those emails. So that's what I would recommend. And there's a question about how long files remain available on SendSpace. And essentially, as long as a file is active, then the file is not removed. But when the file becomes inactive for more than 7 days, then the file is removed. The next question is, can I create an online folder and share files with my friends? And you could do that, but you would have to subscribe with their Max service. And they call it the premium user service. And if you want to find out more, you can just go to their website, and they have all kinds of information there about that. Now, if you do have folders and you have files within a folder, what happens is when you delete a folder, then your files are not deleted. Your files will go into the general folder, and then you'll have to just reclassify them within folders. Now, I'm going to cover a few questions about uploads, because the other questions in the getting started are others about the pro version and the max versions, and then you can just go ahead and look those up. The file size limit. What is the file size limit in SendSpace? SendSpace allows for files up to 300 megabytes each. And if you want to send files that are larger, then what I would recommend is that you split them with WinZip. WinZip allows you to split a file so that it goes out as a zip file, but in multiple chunks, so that way you can send these files through these types of services. Are there any restrictions on the type of files that are uploaded? And the answer to that is no. There are no restrictions. SendSpace does not place a restriction on the files that are uploaded, other than the size restriction. The contents of files are not restricted either. And of course, the only restrictions are in the terms of service. And so if you are going to be uploading files that are very large and you're uploading some other content, then what you might want to do is you want to review the terms of service, so that way you're not breaking the terms of service. In other words, if you are uploading content that is copyrighted, then SendSpace will revoke or delete the file. Now, you can add passwords to protect your files as long as you register for the service. And that's another question that comes up here. Can I add a password to my files? And that question is yes, but not with the Light service. With the Light service, it's just plain files going up there. And that's pretty much it. Uploading a folder from your computer is another question that I get once in a while. Folders cannot be uploaded. What you can do is you can upload up to 5 files at a time, and then what happens is you can create a folder if you have the service. If you pay for the Max service, you can have folders you can actually categorize your files within folders if you register. This podcast is more focused on the free version of the service and the unregistered version of it. And so if you need more details and you want me to cover a lot more, then please feel free to ask me. Okay, download question. What is the speed of a download? And the speed of a download depends on two things: your internet connection and your service with SendSpace. And if you sign up for Max service, you can manage all of that and you have the optimum performance and speed. But if you're a Light user or a free user, then you're limited by the spread of number of users that are on the free service, And it's still pretty fast, but it's might be a little bit slower than if you have the Mac service. Resuming broken downloads. You can use software that like the Google Downloader, which will allow you to resume a download. But if you're a Mac user of SendSpace, then they allow for resuming of downloads, of a broken download. There are other software packages that allow for resuming of downloads, but they don't guarantee that they're going to work, of course. And so you'll have to play by ear on that one. If a download link is lost by a recipient, then there's nothing they can do. The recipient will have to re-ask you or resend you an email and ask you for the file again. Searching SendSpace for files. Can I search SendSpace for files? The answer is no. The reason for that is because of privacy and because of the types of files that are being uploaded. They do not allow for searching of files due to their privacy policy. The next question is, how many times can a file be downloaded? And a file can be downloaded for an unlimited amount of time, as long as you meet the minimum per day, which is a gigabyte if you're not registered. You can download it anytime for as many times as you want. And that's it. If you have any questions and concerns, like I said before, please send me an email at jtblas@hotmail.com, and I will be more than glad to answer your questions. And if I have enough requests, then I'll create another podcast, which will have more details, more features on the service. Thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and you all have a nice day.